Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, you know, appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, you know, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the real solution. Because you really can't be part of the solution unless you get information, right? And you want to get as much information as you can. You don't want to just spew the party line. Yeah, so you can look the fool like I did in the early days. Because they don't have the information. They have what they want to be truth. But it doesn't mean they actually have the truth. So you got to find it yourself. You got to make sure you're getting real information. And then you can walk out, you can step out, you can speak to that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. You're hearing about coronaviruses spiking everywhere. Right? Isn't that crazy? And it has nothing to do, absolutely, just ask them to tell you, absolutely nothing to do with the riots. Right? Here's what they're not telling you, though. And I've been saying this for a long time. When they started getting the tests, remember when they first started getting tested and everybody was getting tested in the whole nine yards and we heard about how everything was like just a skyrocket. You can't believe all these cases. And I said, why don't we look at the percentages? It's no different with the gun violence. They play that game of gun violence, too. Look at the percentages. So testing has gone up. I don't know what it is. I forgot now. 20% or so. So more people are getting tested. So are you surprised that more people are testing positive? I'm not. Especially, you know, given the fact that they were out there running all around. And you heard me talk about a Tuesday night when we were talking to Brad Dacus, an attorney for Pacific Justice Institute. I said, look, if they allowed the protesters out there shoulder to shoulder, dancing with each other, no masks on, very little clothing in some cases, so they're touching skin, they're sneezing, coughing, doing whatever, then why can't I go back to church? Right? That sounds a little discriminatory, don't you think? Well, the attorney agreed with me. He said, you're right. They can't do that. They can't legally do that. You know? And now we've got, I love these protesters in up in Washington. This is great. So they're tweeting out that they need stuff now. Right, they've locked themselves in. These are the guys that wanted no borders, no police. Everybody just had to live how they lived. From the new independent country of Chaz, they're sending out tweets now for guns, Gatorade, and cigarettes. Now, nobody can talk to these people. Now, here's the thing I don't like. I'm 100% in the corner of Donald Trump on this one. You've got the mayor reaching out, wanting to negotiate with the protesters. Why are we negotiating for property that belongs to us? Why are we negotiating with thieves and thugs? Right? They're terrorists. They've gone in there and taken over. I mean, just the perceived leader the other day, you see him? He was up there talking. He said, well, you know, we're not. They're calling us thugs and thieves and revolutionaries and all. We're not any of that. We just want our people to get fair treatment. I'm sorry. When you terrorize people with guns, You take their property away from them. You put up borders. You won't let people in because you got armed guards standing there checking their paperwork to make sure they actually live in that area. I'm kind of confused. What would that make you? Right? I mean, are you the Fidel Castro kind of revolutionary? And then you see these photos of demonstrations inside. So they don't even know who's in charge. They're arguing. I saw the video where they're arguing with each other over what the next steps are. This would be a lot of fun to watch. And I'll tell you something else. President Trump shouldn't cut them one nickel. Okay? Really, not a nickel. Now, the problem is, according to law, if they put in for, you know, state of emergency, the president really can't turn them down. I would beat my brains out to make sure they get as little money as humanly possible, because you know why? It's not because I don't like the people of Seattle. You guys voted these people in. You voted them in. They're doing what they're doing because they think this is what you want. If it's not what you want, get rid of them. But I don't believe you will. You complain about de Blasio, he's still there. You know? Now, a Seattle council member was caught helping hundreds of these demonstrators get into City Hall earlier this week. So maybe the damage should be taken out of his or her paycheck. Don't you think? The process for deciding East precinct conversions must include those involved in CHAZ. You know, the black community and its organizations. They don't have a community. They just stole this from somebody. Right? And they think they're going to, that one of the councilmen thinks they're going to reason with them to give the property back and allow the cops back in. They don't want the cops around. Who usually doesn't want the cops around? Who are usually the people saying, no, we don't want police here. We have to watch out for the police. We don't want the police around. Right? Now, the supposed leader of the group of CHAZ said, hey, due to COVID-19, we respectfully declined the Seattle PD's request for their precinct back. The people will move forward with their plans to convert the space into a mutual aid headquarters. Wow. I guess as long as it's mutual aid and not a police headquarters, COVID can't move forward. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with Dr. Gerard Lomero in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your
disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
This is that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight master.
We are back. Silent. So listen to the Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, and you've got to engage. You've got to get the information. You've got to engage. Otherwise, you really, I mean, technically, you're no different than they are. You know? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, 5563. One of our favorites here on the show. I always appreciate his time with us and his insight on what's actually going on out there, because I don't have a clue when it comes to this kind of stuff. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us. He does from time to time. We're going to discuss whether or not the Americans will respond to the recent violence, the looting. Oh, sorry. We can't call it looting and rioting. They want you to call it, what is it? No, it's looting and rioting. That's all there is to it. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Yeah, I have a fantastic show. I love it.
Well, I appreciate you and my mom now. That makes two of you. Always appreciate your time. with
well,
me.
We love it.
So, hey, listen, you know, the mainstream media is trying to get you to believe that these riots and all this stuff, you know, President Trump is handling them incorrectly, and he's threatening cities to go in and straighten them out. And this is hurting him. You know, you're seeing his poll numbers are sinking. What say you?
Well, the first thing I say is don't listen to the polls because they're not right. They're way off. And they're way off for a number of reasons. Like, for example, not using the right kind of people when you do a poll. They tend to use registered voters or just voters or people that are out there.
Right.
And they typically aren't a guarantee that they're going to actually vote the way they say. That's one of many things that are problems with the polls, and I wrote a book that dealt with, you know, all the problems of polling. But the second thing is that the American people know what's going on. Believe it or not, they're not listening to the mainstream media any longer because they've lost credibility. And instead, they figured out that this is a way to drive a wedge between Trump and the black vote. Right now, Trump has got, in my forecast model, 42% of the black vote. Now, if people
wow.
think that's outlandish, the forecast model has that number. Don't forget, my forecast model predicted he'd get elected long before other people thought he would. And I also say this past week or so, we got a Rasmussen poll that indicated 40% of blacks approve of Donald Trump's performance. That's
right.
Phenomenal.
Yep.
That's indicative of the fact that my forecast model is much more accurate than the polls.
And it was making, you know, it was making the mainstream media people crazy. They you know,
yeah, well,
the people on CNN and other places are going, well, I don't, you can't believe those polls. Those can't be possibly be right.
Well, Rasmussen tend to be a lot more accurate, but that was on a particular variable, approval by black people. But that's indicative of how they're going to vote, too, because they don't approve of somebody and then vote against them.
No, it's crazy to believe that they would. It's crazy to believe that this president hasn't done a lot for the black community. And they're seeing it. A lot of them are actually seeing it. You
they know
so,
it. They know yeah. it. And you know what else? He's also standing up. He's putting his foot down for law and order. They like that.
Mm-hmm.
He actually picks up support because they want law and order. Most
yeah.
communities need law and order. They need the police department in their communities. Who do you call if you're being robbed? Who do you call if
you Well, you
need
call
help?
The new social justice warrior headquarters there in Seattle, and they'll try to pitch you into the schedule as people are breaking into your house. I don't know. It makes absolutely no sense to me.
Well, they're not going to get along very well because, you know, we saw a sign just tonight about they need Gatorade, they need clothing,
yep.
they need ice.
Guns, they had guns on there and ice cream. Yeah.
Ice, yeah. I mean, they need a lot of things. They find out that a community requires certain things.
Yes.
You can't just take over and expect all the resources of the world to come to your feet.
You mean the refrigerator doesn't fill itself? Is that what you say?
No.
God, so these people are amazing.
These people are delusional socialists, and they're also militant socialists.
Yep.
That their goal is to bring down the system. You bring it down by bringing down structures, including the police.
Yep.
Why? Because the police maintain order. They maintain the system. They want to get rid of them.
And the Dems are not screaming against it. And your premise is the majority of Americans want law and order. The majority of Americans are
absolutely
not for what's happening right now, correct?
Right. You remember my book, Great News for America? Right.
Yes,
in there.
Of course.
One of the things I identified were four principles. I said it's part of the political DNA of the United States of America. And that is, the voter wants morality in government, number one. It wants freedom, number two, all the different kinds of freedom, like freedom of speech, freedom to keep and bear arms, on and on. Okay, number three, the voters want peace. I don't like to to use the word community because the radicals like that word. And the fourth thing is prosperity. They want to get rid of economic things that are inhibitors on making money. They want to be free. They don't want a lot of regulations. So morality, freedom, peace, and prosperity, this whole thing is a violation of law and order and being peaceful in their community. They want peace at home. They don't want their neighborhoods burning down.
You still say that President Trump's going to get 348 electoral votes, right?
Well, if they keep doing this, he's going to get more. But right now, yes, 348 as of today.
Now
he's picking up support. He's going to go higher if they continue to do this. It is backfiring on the Democratic Party.
Yeah, they don't see this. You know what really bothers me is, and again, we'll get, you know, the funeral that they had for George. They, if you think about what took place, I mean, it was almost like he was a dignitary from another country.
Yeah.
And yet, the black cop that was killed got bupkis. He was laid to rest yesterday. Did anybody say anything? Did you see anything on TV? Did they devote 6, 7, 8 hours to his funeral?
It all has to do with whether or not it supports the concept of socialism.
Yeah.
If something happens and it doesn't support their work ethic, if you want to call it, towards socialism, then they don't care. They don't report it. They don't report anything that's contrary to their point of view.
Now,
and their whole effort is to get socialism in this country. Antifa was started in Sweden. And that person who started it and that organization wants to overthrow the system in the United States of America. That's what they're working toward. They're anti-America.
Well, we're going to talk about if your modeling takes into consideration voter fraud. We'll deal with that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You don't want to miss anything.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump commenting on Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley's publicly voiced regret at joining the president for a photo op last week at a church across from the White House. Peaceful protesters were reportedly driven out of the area by federal forces to make that photo op possible. In a sit-down interview with Harris Faulkner of the Fox News show Outnumbered Overtime, Faulkner asked of the general's remarks during an online commencement address to military graduates,
"Do you think it's significant?"
"No, I don't think so. No, I mean, if that's the way they feel, I think that's fine. I have good relationships with the military. I've rebuilt our military. When we took it over from President Obama and Biden, the military was a joke."
Milley said appearing in that photo created a false perception of the military being involved in domestic politics. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
I'm back.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. It works out so much better. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, we've talked about voter fraud a gazillion times around here and how much it has affected elections or not affected elections. And in California, I think it's going to be worse this time around because we're everything is a mail-in ballot. There's no real checks and balances being done. We have seen ballots already during our primary election that happened about 45 days ago. We've already seen some of those ballots to show up at a house with slight variations in them. You know, 15 ballots show up at one house where there's only one family of three living, and some of the names on those ballots are people that are long gone dead or long gone out of the house. And I am concerned that this is going to make a little bit of a dent in the upcoming election, but somebody knows a lot more than I do. Maybe not so much. That's right. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, and he has a recent piece on how will Americans respond to the recent violence, the looting, the riots, and so forth. He thinks this is helping Trump. And, you know, Dr. Lomero, before we went to break, we started to talk about how voter fraud is going to play into this, and you seem to think that Trump's going to be able to slow it down, stifle, or stop it.
Right. Well, he's planning for it. He expects it, and he has built it into the campaign structure. And they're out doing things like training election watchers and poll watchers and election judges. They're doing things to watch for the fraud that we know is probably going to happen. And by the way, people ask me all the time, do you include voter fraud in your models? And the answer is yes, I have to. I mean, I'm modeling what the real world is, so I have to include that too. Or otherwise, my numbers might be wrong.
Yeah.
So I think he's including it. I'm including it. And I think that it's not going to be as bad as we can envision in our heads, thanks to Trump.
Well, I would like to see, again, I hope people get the importance of what's happening. I hope they get the importance of having to support him in the House, the Senate, and making sure he has what the votes that he needs to get some of these things done that he's trying to get done. I mean, really, truly, the Democrats have been total obstructionists. Think about how much more he would have got done if he had the House and the Senate. Is he going to get them back?
Yes. No question. And in addition, one of the other reasons why the fraud will not make a difference, there's going to be a very large turnout for Trump this year. And he's going to help carry the House with him, because part of his strategy is to campaign for the people who are going to vote for him in the House. He wants to take the House with him in his victory, and he will.
Well, I hope you're... listen, I know you've been right about a lot of this stuff in the past, and I'm hoping this is going to be right going forward. Again, not even just the polls. You look at how the media is just laying on him heavily, punishing him, or I should say pummeling him, not punishing him, but pummeling him on a regular basis. And I know some of these articles, I know some of these publications, if you would, are not really read or don't hold a lot of water. But still, when you think about it, even Fox has somewhat leaned against him, if you would. They're talking about these... I can't believe any of these polls when they show Joey B is up by, 6 points, 7 points, 8 points. I have to laugh.
12 points.
No way.
They've got him up by 12 points.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. But that's bogus.
How much
that's
dope did it take to get
reality.
To that? How much dope did they have to smoke to get to that point? My
and
God.
By the way, Biden's comments about Trump, he's worried that Trump is trying to essentially steal the election,
yep.
And he won't go without the military taking him out. That's probably exactly Biden's strategy.
Yep.
He figures he's going to try to steal the election. If he doesn't get it, he's going to complain a lot.
Yeah.
And,
don't you think that's what they're doing already? Is the reason they keep all of them talking about how this election is going to be stolen? I think they're doing it exactly for the reason you just stated.
That's
right?
Their strategy. That's what they always do. They say the Republicans are doing precisely what they do. I mean, when they said Trump colluded with the Russians, who was colluding with the Russians?
I know.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign hired Chris Steele, who hired the Russians.
Do you think that Barr... Now, Barr's going to come down with a whole bunch of indictments here shortly.
Yes.
But do
yes.
you think that's going to help?
I've been waiting for that.
Yeah. That'll help his cause big time, will it not?
It will. It's going to show that he's been vindicated for sure.
Yeah.
Because these people, they have good cases against them. And Barr is not bringing them until they're airtight so they all get convicted. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I predicted a long time ago, between April and July, we would see indictments of people that you know, and that's about to happen, I think.
I have been chomping at the bit to see somebody get in trouble, somebody go to jail, somebody, going to be put under the light, so to speak. And I've got to tell you, what was the guy's name? I had him on the other night. I had, come on, Messina, you knew that when you walked in here. Oh, yeah. No, I had the former acting U.S. Attorney General on, Matt Whitaker. And, he was telling me what he knew about these reports and what he saw coming down. And he said, look, everybody's like chomping at the bit for Barr, but these guys don't like to do anything unless they know they have an open and shut case. And the fact that he's already opened his mouth and said, I was surprised to see some of the people on this list and the level of their involvement. He says, they're coming down with indictments of people that you're going to know.
That's true.
Big names. So,
that's absolutely true. I think Comey, I think McComb, I think Brennan possibly in trouble, and I think Clapper, too. I think those four.
How about Rosenstein? You think he'll be a little trouble for him, too?
Make a case for him. He signed the FISA things three times.
But
and he's trying to say he didn't know. Why didn't he know? Does he sign things he doesn't know about?
That's what the one of the senators was saying to him, right? Do you always sign stuff that you don't know what's in it? He said, well, I trusted the FBI. And he goes, okay, but you're taking responsibility for that. If you trusted them and you signed it based on what they had to say, then you're taking responsibility that you checked it and you know it to be true.
I think
he couldn't answer the question.
His excuse is pretty flimsy.
Yep.
After all these months of reading things, I think it's pretty flimsy, and I think he's trying to save himself, but I'm not sure he will.
Well, one of the predictions you make is that the House will flip back to Republican control.
Right.
And by 5 to 8 seats, all right?
Right.
So my question to you is, you know, there's a lot of Republicans are resigning this year or not running again. I think it's 16 or 18 of them. Are 5 to 8 seats. What seats do you think we'll pick up, if I may ask? Do you know? Or do you remember?
Well, I don't have them in front of me. I don't normally give that out on the air. But you can subscribe for a large price for my prediction.
I'm good with that. A large price, a double large price is what you should charge for that, because you've got a lot of good information. People need to understand what it takes to put this kind of stuff together. And polls are a snapshot. You tell me if I'm wrong, because I've been wrong before, believe me.
You're right.
Polls is just a snapshot in time for that day. I mean, a poll could change dramatically from a Friday to a Monday, couldn't it?
Absolutely, and it does.
Yeah,
and usually
they don't ask, and it doesn't seem like they really ask a real cross section of society most of the time, in my opinion. You know?
Well, in theory, they're trying to. That's what they're getting to, but they don't do a good job lately. Not in my opinion. I don't think they've seen some of the demographic changes. I don't think they've included a lot of things that I take into account. And that makes all the difference in the world. You know, one of the things I said was wrong with the 2016 polls was the fact they used 2008 models for the underlying electorate, which changed.
Yeah.
And you've got to have an up-to-date model of the electorate if you're going to do a poll. Or if you're going to forecast, it helps too. So all I can tell you is that even though a lot of Republicans are bailing out because of term limits and other reasons, it's part of the turn that's supposed to happen if we're going to have a conservative House. We've got to get rid of some of the establishment dead wood. And I'm fine with them leaving because I think they're going to be replaced with conservative Republicans instead.
Now, you think the Senate's going to pick up a seat? Are you talking about Romney's seat?
We won't say.
I want him to retire. Go spend time with his grandkids. You know what I'm saying? He just go away. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Dr. Lemire will be with us on the inside of the break.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do appreciate you being there and doing that. So head up to the website, realside.com. You know, sign up for the email blast. Just the place there says, hey, put your email here. That'll get you a weekly newsletter. We'll let you know what's going on, who might be coming on. And some of the books and sites that we're kind of in line with, and I do appreciate those who click on them, go through, let people know that they're listening, watching, and paying attention. Okay, one of my favorite guys I have on the show, I get so much information from him. That's what it is. And you should sign up for his newsletter, because there's a lot of good information on there that you can glean from, as we say. Gerard Lomero joins me, and always love when he's on with me. And Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm happy to be on. Always enjoy our conversations.
You know, but this is great and wonderful. But what people really need to do is they need to go to your website and get your books. Matter of fact, buy all the books for Dad. He needs some reading. It's good for him. Right? And
well, you know,
yeah, go ahead.
Books have different purposes. My book on freedom is an outstanding book on what it takes to be a free country. That book is called Renewing America and Its Heritage of Freedom. The book on socialism this year, Real World Socialism, tells you everything you want to know about socialism and why it never works and why freedom and capitalism are far superior. So if you have to argue with a liberal or a socialist, this is the greatest handbook you'll ever get.
Yeah, but can you? Can you really argue with a socialist? It's kind of hard.
A lot of them are pretty closed-minded. I'll agree with that. But, yeah, you know, if they give you some weird... I've been talking all day long on the air. And that plus my hay fever really is doing
it. Causing wrong trouble. I won't keep you much longer because I don't want you to...
No, that's okay.
All right.
I want to be on as long as I can. But what I wanted to say is that the Real World Socialism book will give you the arguments that refute all of their arguments for socialism. And even if they don't listen to you, you can at least tell them why they're wrong with good reason.
Well, they use, you know, but they don't. They use half facts, half truths. And, you know, I always joke, people talk to me or talk to us via Twitter headlines. You know, don't do that. Go find out about the information yourself. They constantly talk about, like, the Scandinavian type of socialism, you know, and they bring that up. And it really isn't socialism, is it?
Not any longer. It was for a while, but guess what? They did so poor economically, they had to bring in market reforms. So now their market-based economy and their welfare system is propped up by capitalism. Without capitalism, they'd fail. Their socialist system wouldn't work. Yep. But what it is, it's a welfare state funded by capitalism.
Yeah, and you look at, you know, they all brought up Venezuela. That's always, well, before the crap hit the fan, they always brought up that. Now you don't hear from it, you hear about it. And when you do, they tell you, no, that was a failure of something else, not socialism. It's amazing what these guys will say.
Well, they always say it's not socialism, but that's what it is.
Yep.
I mean, we know what socialism is.
And Russia... You know, I mean, communism didn't work there. They've got kind of a mix, a little bit of mix of what do you want to call it, capitalism and socialism, don't they?
You're talking about China?
No, Russia.
Russia? Well, these countries have adopted some market reforms here and there to keep them from being total basket cases.
That's right.
And the more freedom they have, the better they do. The more socialism they have, the worse they do. Like North Korea, Cuba. Those are basket cases. Venezuela is a basket case. People can't get food.
Right.
It's a disaster area. Nobody would like to live like that. And by the way, Hugo Chavez, when he ran for president of Venezuela, he said, "I'm a democratic socialist." Just like Bernie Sanders. He made all sorts of promises he didn't keep. Like Bernie Sanders would have done.
Right. Oh, there's no way he could have kept the promises he was talking about keeping. And he's pushing now. The only way to fix the problem we have today is to go to a, you know, socialized medicine. I'm going, he's out of his mind. He's still pushing it. And Uncle Joe, you know, Joey B, is saying, well, you know, that might make sense. And he has no idea what it really means and what it would really do to our country. Well, they don't. I shouldn't say that. They don't care. That's kind
of.
You know,
I like President Trump's comment about Joe Biden. He said he's not all there, and that's true. He's not all there.
I don't know how they're just that poor guy. That's all I got to say. I want to make fun of him, but I really believe he does have early onset Alzheimer's or dementia, and it's very hard to make fun of somebody. I actually would love to slap around the people around him that are pushing him through this, and I don't think it's right. Don't think it's fair. That's my personal
opinion. I think it's elder abuse.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Put somebody out there in a position of potential power and embarrassment, and then let him say what he says when the guy doesn't know what he's saying. I think it's elder abuse.
I do, too. You know, a lot of these countries that we've talked about, Venezuela, Russia, you know, North Korea, the ones that have somewhat survived have an injection of some kind, a form of some kind of capitalism, don't they?
Well, yeah, it's what I said. You can do a little sliding scale. The more capitalism, the better they do. The less capitalism, the worse they do. Yeah. And most of these countries have a terrible track record until they introduce some market reforms. And even in China, they've got a long way to go. They have a terrible record. There's been literally tens of millions of people killed in China
for
communism.
Yep. Oh, agreed. You know, and it's interesting, again, how the Democrats, there was another major fail that nobody's talked about, how they were supporting, China, and they were supporting, remember Joey Biden saying that, hey, look, they're not going to eat our lunch. Are you serious? We're talking about China here. They're not bad people. And then look what they're doing in Hong Kong. If they keep it up, will they tank that economy as well?
Oh, absolutely. There's no, it never works. I've got example after example in my book, Real World Socialism. It never works. And they use lots of different names. They say, oh, no, this is designer socialism. This is Christian socialism. This is democratic socialism. This is market socialism. Guess what? They're socialism, whatever they call it. Any adjective in the book, and it doesn't make it better.
You're right. No, you're right. You're right. And but they've got our kids believing. You're a learned man, and they've got our kids believing that socialism is nothing merely than taking care of the older people and helping out the younger people get started. That's what socialism is, Dr. Lomero. Don't you know that?
Well, I like the subtitle of my book. Spiritual, moral, and economic bankruptcy sold by using false hopes and deceit.
Yep.
That's the whole game. They got to lie about it, and they got to give you false hopes about something they can't produce.
Yeah.
Because the only wealth in the world that has ever been produced has been done in the private sector.
Yep.
No government, no king has ever produced wealth.
And I know it's a catchphrase, some people will say, but really, capitalism is the only form that has ever lifted poor people out of poverty, has ever created an economy that you can actually help others with, hasn't it?
Absolutely. The only reason we have arts and sciences in this country and can afford music and things like that is because we have the affluence created by capitalism.
Yep.
And even the word capitalism isn't quite right. What we should say is freedom. Freedom is what really sets us free and allows us to create and innovate and create wealth.
You are so
capitalism
correct.
Is a pejorative term that was came up with by socialists. We're trying to say it's all about money and greed. It's not about money and greed. It's about freedom and allowing people to be themselves and go in whatever direction they want to go. And you know what? They bring the world with them because the best people take us in the best directions. The best medical people come up with the best medical innovations. The best technical people come up with the best technical innovations. The only reason they can do that is because they're free. Freedom is what it's all about. And this election is about freedom versus socialism. And the socialists, the Democrats, want to take us down the road to socialism. We do not want to go the way of Venezuela, North Korea, or any of the other countries, even China. They're terrible because of the way they treat people.
I agree. I'd go to the wall. I mean, seriously, the left has now gone to the wall to prove their point or try to prove their point, and they're going to sink big time. Well, look, people, go over
they
to...
Are.
Yeah, no question about it. So go over to greatnewsforamerica.com, greatnewsforamerica.com. Dr. Lomero's books are there. Some of his writings are there and what have you. Check him out. Buy the books. I'm telling you, buy the books. You'll enjoy it so much more. And Dr. Lomero, rest your voice. Get better because we'll probably have you on again next week. God bless. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. I'm going to rest my voice.
Please do. Seriously.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Yep.
Thank you.
You know, seriously, when you have to understand that this is serious stuff. I know we've been saying this for a while on this show. You know, this election is so important. They're all so important. I can't believe how quickly the left slides in and tries to blow things up. Anyhow, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure wrapping up next hour with all the hot stories of the week that we just find out what's going on with them now. Anyway, listen to Real Sight. We'll be back in a minute.